The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Wednesday, the fifth week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. We return today to the image of the vine and the branches. We heard this gospel a few days ago on the fifth Sunday of Easter. It's a rich teaching, however, and we need not fear to exhaust its meaning in one or two reflections. Jesus said in John chapter 15, "Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing." Well, think about how a vine grows. It lacks a strong central trunk, like a tree or a large shrub. Planted in an open field, a vine will spread across the ground in a haphazard way. If it's a fruit-bearing vine, like the grape, the fruit will grow along the ground and will probably not reach maturity, since it might not be exposed to the sunlight, or might be weighed down by the rest of the plant and covered over. Only when the vine is properly trussed against a framework will it produce its fruit with the greatest efficiency. A vineyard trellis, for example, provides a structure along which a grapevine can be grown, with the branches of the vine strung along the horizontal wires. As grapes are produced, they hang down from the vine, exposed to the sun and air, giving them maximum room for growth. The small vines and tendrils are cut away, making more room for the more substantial and productive vines. Left to its own in a pure state of nature, a grapevine will produce some fruit, but not as much as it does when it is properly cultivated, structured, and confined to an orderly pattern of growth. Something similar happens with us. Left to ourselves, we might achieve some level of flourishing, but it will probably be limited by our own self-will and by the desire to live our life according to our own predilections, no matter how good our intentions may be. But when we allow our lives to be structured, something marvelous happens. We acquire an order that, while constraining us in some ways, in other ways, sets us free. And there's no doubt that faith is a constraining force. It closes some paths while opening others. A life of faith might even seem like a prison to some people. But that's only if human willfulness is one's ultimate good and goal. Another way of looking at constraints is to see them as a means of focus. When a stream flows through flat countryside, it moves slowly. There's no pressure to force a swifter motion. But when that stream descends over steep ground, or when it passes through a narrow canyon or gully, it moves swiftly. The physical constraints create an energizing movement. In a similar way, if we allow the Holy Spirit to constrain our hearts and wills along a spiritual trellis, along the trellis of God's will, he will create conditions which will enable us to move more swiftly to God and to desire even more the abundant life that he offers us. God bless you.